I met with Andy from Hull, who was helped by the Vicar's Relief Fund to buy beds and bedding for his flat.
I'm Andy Fennell. I'm 28 years old.
I was homeless for about 2.5 years.
Tell me about your life before you became homeless.
The life before I came homeless was the life of luxury. I had a girlfriend, we had a little boy together. And yeah, I think it was just normal man's life. Goes to work, comes home, spends time with his family. It was fantastic.
Why did you become homeless?
Because I'd found out that my girlfriend didn't love me anymore. She wanted to be with somebody else. So we had to split up. So I'd packed my stuff. I couldn't handle what I was experiencing. So I'd turned to the drugs, which I know now is probably the worst thing I could have ever done. The level I needed to be on was just block everything out, forget about everything, what's gone on.
So were you staying on different friends' sofas?
Between 5 or 6 different people. It wasn't just the one friend, but then that narrowly started going down because they'd seen the way I was. So then that came to the case of literally sleeping on the street time because I had no other people over who took after me, especially with my mum being away in Blackpool.
Where did you find to sleep?
Likes of doorways and stairwells, anywhere would keep me warm and dry. Just crash down there on the night, wake up in the morning, wondering where your next night you was going to be sleeping. I mean, some nights was belting down with rain. It was hard to find somewhere to eat.
How did your situation affect you physically and mentally?
I suffered. Because I'd tried stopping the drugs, I'd end up with a lot of depression. Oh, Jesus Christ, it was hard. I mean, I was close to committing suicide a couple of times for it because I didn't think I could cope anymore. I've tried doing it by tablets, the ones. It was only until a passerby found me. He'd rang the ambulance. I've also tried slicing my wrist with a glass bottle. But again, a friend had stopped me from doing it. If it weren't for these two guys, I don't think I'd have been here now.
So then did you go back onto the streets?
I'd come out of the hospital and spent another couple of nights at my friend's. And for 2 or 3 days I was doing real well. Didn't take any drugs. But then I was just getting visions of my ex-girlfriend and my son again with this new boyfriend. And the only way again I had to turn back to the drugs. But up until this day now, it's been 27 weeks this weekend where I've actually been clean.
The start of Andy finding a way out of his situation was when he was offered help from a friend of a friend who was involved in football training. He gave Andy the chance to volunteer as a coach for young children in football skills.
That's what turned my life around, believe it or not. I was just thinking about these young kids who don't know how to kick a football, and I have the opportunity to go out with these children to make them be that better footballer. And that's how I'd become the person I am today.
Andy realised that he couldn't turn up to the coaching sessions looking unkempt from sleeping rough, so he managed to find Humber Care Futures Centre, which offers support to the homeless. Initially he slept in their hostel, but he eventually got what he really needed.
I've not slept rough since. Just bagged myself a 2-bedroom flat for the council. Just exactly what I needed. The kick up the bum. This is my son's bedroom. And this is the mattress and bedding and bed.
It's a great mattress. It's got footballs all over it.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just waiting on my double mattress and my double bed frame for my bedroom, which arrives tomorrow.
And what about bedding?
And bedding. I've got tractor bedding for my boy. He's tractor mad.
Oh, he'll love that. How old is he?
He's 2.5. So, but yeah, thanks to the Vicar's Relief Fund for the fund that they offered me. I made great help with it. Man and my son's bed. That was brilliant. Now I can actually smell freshness from new bedding.
So what difference will that make to
you? Oh, wow. It means I can spend time with my son now on a regular basis because he's got his bed.
So you hope to have regular visits from him
yes.
soon?
Oh, yes. Every weekend I'm hoping.
How do you feel now about your life?
Oh, I'm super dope now. I mean, still do suffer a bit with anxiety and I do get depressed a little bit, but I then look at what I've been through and I look at what I've got now. I can see a bright future for myself, to be perfectly honest, if I keep going with the motivation I've got. I want to be a full-time coach. So when I go outside and stand on the balcony, I think, wow. Yeah, I'm pretty happy. In fact, I'm very happy.